For over three decades, nobody has had a wrestling career like Arn Anderson. Conrad Thompson gets all the stories with Arn.
After watching AEW's Double or Nothing, Amy wants to know, what does dinosaur taste like?
It ain't chicken. It's like biting into a sinewy charcoal briquette.
Ah.
But chewy.
Oh, wow, like that's disgusting.
Yeah, sure is.
Check out Arn every week, wherever you listen.
All right, good morning. Now is your chance. Get yourself qualified to see Aerosmith New Year's Eve in their hometown of Boston with the Black Crowes. We need to give you the keyword. You text it to 59, what is it?
95819.
95819.
Yeah, hang on a second. It's not even 8 o'clock.
That's all right.
Oh, no, no, it's not. No, no, no. This is against the rules. We've told you this multiple times. Don't get annoyed with this.
There's one rule, and that's the one we can't break.
Okay. Yeah, and we're early.
You guys are all messed up right now. You know why? You have to hear this.
What?
Because I'm talking to a crazy person on the phone.
You want to put him on the air?
I don't know. I don't know what he wants.
What's he saying?
I don't know. Something about hair washing.
Pick it up.
We talk about somebody.
Pick it up.
We talk about. Hi, what's your name?
Lean into it.
Hi.
Junior.
Junior, what's going on, buddy? Why are you calling my friend?
How about the women's hair shampoo?
Yeah, what about it?
That smells good.
You're darn right it does.
There you go.
Okay.
What show are you calling?
Thank you. Yeah.
WLAV.
You're darn right, Junior.
And that's what we were doing, Junior.
Yes.
Women's hair shampoo. What else smells good?
I love you, Junior.
How about used oil?
Used
when
oil?
Changing the oil?
Sure. On the car.
This
That's
is the
another
best network time yeah, there you of go. All time.
I love my job right now more than anything I've ever loved
what
in my entire life.
What about skunk ass?
No, that's not.
No.
No, he
smells
doesn't.
Like weed,
no,
right?
No.
What about weed?
No.
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 Beer?
He's a good guy.
Oh, I love beer.
Yeah, well, shot.
Do you like the smell?
All right. Junior?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for calling. What are you doing today?
I'm working. I haul gravel.
Oh, my God. Okay. See? The
gravel voice, hauling gravel.
You sound like a hardworking man.
We have somebody who worked at the gravel pit. I wonder if they work together.
Is your boss Mr. Slade?
We called somebody the other day, Spacely Sprockets.
No.
That's
no.
Flintstones.
I won't reveal where I work.
All right. Listen, all Junior. Right. Have a great day.
You too. You guys be safe.
All right, you
take
too.
Take care, buddy.
I love
behave.
You. I love you. I don't know who
that
said
was
smelling.
The greatest thing of all time.
I love my job.
Why didn't you get his number?
I have it.
Okay.
We have caller ID.
We got to call him back lots.
We're using. Junior's going to be on every single day, every hour of every day. I love him.
What was your first clue? He was a gravel hauler.
Right. Swinging a sled, something really like hardcore he does for a living.
What's a movie? He sounds like a Nick. He's doing it like Nick Nolte.
No, old country of old men. Old country of men.
No country for old men.
That, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right.
Hey, you guys.
Here it is.
I just pictured him in the movie 48 Hours going, "We ain't friends and we ain't brothers."
Get away.
Nick Nolte.
The internet has now ranked the best comedy albums of
all
time.
It's time.
It's keyword.
Hold on. Giving away a trip to our listeners is getting in way of Michelle.
Yeah,
I have something important I have to talk about.
God
Hurry
forbid.
Up. Do it.
Text the national keyword greatest right now to 95819. That's greatest. GREATEST to 95819.
Where's Junior when you need him?
Junior would help.
Junior!
She could Junior to read our keywords for
you,
us.
Junior.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Gravel.
95819.
Okay.
Keyword is great.
The
brother.
Internet has ranked the best comic of all time, the best comedy album of all time, Richard Pryor's Live on Sunset Strip.
I fell in love with this pipe. This pipe controlled my very being. Don't answer the phone. We have smoking to do. All the pipe is talking about. Now, come on. Don't put me down anywhere where I might fall.
Came a crack at it.
Because it's 2 a.m. and it's hard to get one of me.
Yeah. Okay, do you know who Richard Pryor is?
No.
Shut your whore mouth.
Pack your stuff and go home.
You're
who?
Off the show.
You're suspended.
Get Junior
who?
In his place.
Junior.
Junior's. It's Michelle and Greg with Junior. That's the new show. Travis. Richard Pryor, one of the best comics of all time. What had happened is he set himself on fire with a crack pipe.
Freebasing.
freebasing, almost died.
He lighted it on fire.
And then he changed his entire comedy act about, he got better, about crack, and then he got cancer and died. It was the saddest thing. He is so funny, so talented, so great, and yeah, his that best comedy album of all time today.
Well, I'm pissed that it's not Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
This is the forerunner
you
of
stand
Eddie Murphy.
To.
This is the guy who taught Eddie Murphy. Now, the
there's
thing,
no Eddie Murphy without Richard Pryor.
Correct,
yeah.
100%.
Yes. Well,
the thing also is he was good in movies, and he could go from kids' movies. He was in The Toy.
Yep.
He was in Brewster's Millions, where he won $1 million. He inherited $1 million, but he had to spend $1 million in like a week. And so it's what he tried to do to spend the money. But the best scene, Travis, and I know you're going to love this, Stir Crazy with Gene Wilder.
Nothing funny.
He is in, what?
Nothing funny. No, nothing funnier.
Oh.
That's what I meant to say. Nothing
so he's
funnier.
In jail, and this he's getting in a fight with a football player, ex-football player, Cedric Hardman. They're in the holding cell, and he accidentally breaks Cedric Hardman. He's 6'6". He breaks a cigarette. So then he pulls he's shaking as he pulls another one out of his pocket and puts it in his mouth, and the lighter won't light. He's going,
it's the best scene.
He pulls out a match and lights it on the guy's chest. And then he's going, oh, geez.
It's the best scene.
And then he goes, and then Cedric Hardman says, you better kiss the baby. That's right. That's Richard Pryor.
It is brilliant.
Okay.
He's brilliant.
All right.
You
brilliant.
Know what scene I'm
all
talking
right.
about?
Yes,
yes,
of course
yes.
I do.
That
yeah.
thing, it was all physical comedy. He's almost in tears. He knows he's going to get his ass kicked because he broke this guy's cigarette. Then he can't light it. And it's so
it's
funny.
It's
he was
great.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, Stir Crazy. That was, God, that was 1980 that movie came out.
Did you walk around going, that's right, we bad.
Yeah, we bad. That's right. Because he did that. That was the thing. That's right, we bad.
Well, they were going to jail. And
yeah.
He's like, we got to act like we're bad.
Yeah.
So they walk into
jail. It was Gene Wilder.
That's right, we bad.
And him. And Gene Wilder and him were, oh, my God. And God rest Gene Wilder's soul. Two of the funniest humans on earth. And they were the best comedy team. You know what? I'm going to have to watch that this week.
Stir Crazy with Grossberger, too.
Yeah, Grossberger. Sports next.
All right, last night, Major League Baseball, Tigers and Twins in Detroit. No one can really just take sole possession of this division. The Twins right now in first place, but can't seem to find a way to consistently beat the Tigers. Last night, Eduardo Rodriguez for Detroit, a gem, 7 innings, 4 hits, 5 strikeouts, no earned runs. And the offense, they did just enough.
Rodgers with a jolt, left center field, out of here.
Tigers go on to beat the Twins 6-0. Jake Rogers with his 14th home run of the season. Detroit and Minnesota play again tonight at 6:40. Alex Fiedo on the mound for Detroit. Whitecaps beat the Great Lakes Loons 6-4. They've now won 8 straight games. Caps and Loons play again tonight at 7:05 at Dow Diamond in Midland. Sad news for the Tigers organization yesterday. Longtime player and broadcaster Jim Price passed away at the age of 81. Played for the Tigers for 5 seasons, including the 1968 World Series team.
He was a good, good human being. This is a guy who I knew him very well because I was running the station that carried the Tigers back in Detroit, and he would come in all the time. And he did these really, really nice thing when his son was born with autism. He started a place called Jack's Place for Autism, and we would spend meeting time talking about ways to raise money for it. It was a very passionate thing for him. Mm-hmm. He was also Mike Ilitch's right-hand man. I mean, from the time Ilitch bought the Tigers, this was his guy. And they installed him in the booth when Ernie retired. And he just came, he kind of became Mr. Tiger right behind Al Kaline. He's one of those guys who was not a great player for the Tigers. He only played for him for 5 years, but he was synonymous with the club because of all the years spent.
Great ambassador.
He'll be missed.
So nice. I met him through you. He came in our studio a couple times. Just very nice, because sometimes sports guys can be mean, dweeby.
And he had bitchin' hair.
Yeah, he had tons of thick hair, but that was a shocker. I guess I didn't know he had been battling.
Well, it started with prostate cancer in 08. And then, you know, prostate cancer is survivable, but I think over time he developed some other health complications from the cancer and other cancers that ultimately led to his death. But, you know, he was 81, so it's not like, you know.
But he was just on a couple weeks ago. Like, he's still, till, I mean, recently.
Of.
But I heard him.
Yes, he's been in and out of the booth for the last year or two.
And 80.
Yeah. You know, and 80 is not easy to be doing, you know, 164 games or 62 games a year. But he was, you know, he was a pro. And a lot of people have fond memories of him and Dickerson together. And, you know,
going to be hard to replace him. You know, the guys who are in the booth now just aren't great.
Going to miss the triple buggy whip, man.
Who and the yellow hammer.
Yeah.
And the art of pitching, which I hated at the time, yes. I hated the art of pitching because it was almost like a crutch, but now it's kind of something you look back fondly on because he's not doing it anymore. You know what I mean?
That's sad. That was sudden. I was shocked. I walked in, Trev said it this morning. It was Jim Price. I go, wait, the Jim Price? He goes, yeah, he died yesterday. I said, I just heard him.
Yeah. Those of us who know baseball, we knew he was.
I guess one guy that's taken it pretty hard is Miguel Cabrera, actually. They had a really good relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
He always called him the big man. The big man was his thing in the broadcast booth. Big man's up to bat.
Hey, I'm too emotional this morning.
Are you crying over there? Are you okay?
All right. Anyway, it's a sad day. It's 8:14.
It's off?
It's 8:14. Stop it, you guys. Didn't you live in Pittsburgh? I love Pittsburgh.
5 years.
Did you like it there?
Loved it.
Well.
Why?
I didn't realize there were such crazies there.
What do you mean?
Nutbags.
Well, wait.
This girl, Pittsburgh Airport, getting on a flight to some Hawaiian, crazy, warm destination, and she's trying to take her dog with her. Turns out you got to make pre-arrangements with the airline when you have a dog. She had him in a stroller. Frenchy guy mix, whatever. He's very cute. They say, ma'am, you can't do that. She goes, oh, it's my wellness dog. Nope, we need the papers. Can't do.
Well, I thought they couldn't ask for papers.
Well, whatever. She did. You have to arrange it, though, in advance. She gets on the flight, pushes the stroller in the corner of the airport, and abandons the dog at the airport and still goes on her trip.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
We were able to determine that the dog's owner had attempted to fly with the dog this morning and was denied boarding due to having an improper cargo container. In turn, the dog was abandoned, and its dog's owner continued to its resort destination as intended. The owner also attempted to fly with the animal under the pretenses of being an emotional support dog, but was denied boarding for that as well.
She had him in a stroller. You got to have him in a carrier, whatever.
This is unbelievable.
Did she need paperwork for that, too?
I don't know, but did you see his... Look, he's... And you know what? It's going to make me cry again. He's very sad. The next morning, the flight, somebody at the airport sees him. He's shaking. He didn't leave the stroller.
All night?
Yep, curled up in the stroller. She left him food and water, and he's little tails between his leg, and he looked very sad. And the news reporter goes, this dog looks very sad. He's just shaking. Now, they're not going to give him back to her. Now they've got the state involved. The whole place is involved.
It says she left him near short-term parking.
Yeah, just pushed him over. Just pushed him in the corner. She's a heinous
outside.
Human being.
Outside.
Oh, and I didn't even realize it was
short-term
outside.
Parking.
Horrible human being.
Oh, my God. So, I don't know how you could do that.
Here's the thing. So now the airport personnel is all, he's becoming like their friend, but still, he's still very sad and scared. And they're not going to give him, I pray they don't give him back to her.
They better not.
She's getting cited for this, that, and the other thing. And those three things, that's literally this and that and the other thing. And they all carry, they're very, very dangerous. Very. But anyway, they're trying to track her down.
I couldn't leave my dog
anywhere. Now he's
got
to go to a shelter.
Let's go get him.
That's what I want to do.
Road trip.
Screw it. We're not going to Dallas. Excuse me. Can you take a pit stop in Pittsburgh?
Travis, we have your dog.
Trav, you want to get a dog.
It's a little Frenchie.
I don't want a tiny little dog.
He's not little. He's
Look
medium.
At his picture. He's a medium-sized
dog.
He's a good girl. She's a good girl.
35-pounder. Doesn't she look scared, though?
Yeah.
I hate people.
7 years old, so she won't have to deal with her long.
I can't stand people. Seriously.
It won't scare my cat away. That's the one thing I am concerned about.
Do you know why dogs don't live as long as humans?
Because humans are a-holes?
Because they're too sweet for this world. Right. Yes, that is why. They are too sweet for this world.
Oh, this is a cutie, too.
It's the truth.
I don't know how you could do that.
I don't really know.
Wouldn't that be like leaving your kid?
No, leaving the kid, I understand.
Not when they're babies.
And I understand. No, not when they can't walk aloft.
I could leave my kids now.
Oh,
and
my God. Nothing.
Like this morning, when we were leaving, I had to go to each dog, go, be a good boy, be a good boy, be a good girl. See you later. Bye. Kids, later.
You should leave your kids now. You should now. All right, it's 8:21. Lord, do you know something? Wait, I got to tell you this.
No.
Something they say in the South. Instead of good Lord, it's been good Lordy, oh my Lordy, and now it's just de la. So when you're tired, they go de la in the South. That's de la. That's how I feel. I'm exhausted. They law.
You slept for 14 hours
yesterday.
Well,
I did go to bed at 6:30 last night.
You know, I'm telling you, though, that feels good, doesn't it?
They law.
The dogs are pushing on her, trying to wake her up.
It is 8:30.
Get up, we gotta pee.
We gotta go potty.
Checking her breath to see if she's alive.
The dogs are holding, a mirror in front of your face.
There's a little paw on my neck for my pulse.
Yeah.
It is 8:35. Did you guys, the keyword.
John, we already did that. John, you can give it. I don't give a damn, but if corporate calls,
she doesn't even know what it is. She wants to give it, but she doesn't know what it is.
She wants you to give it.
Yeah.
95819. The keyword is
greatest.
Greatest. G-R-E-A-T-E-S-T.
In other words, me.
The show.
Text Greg. No, don't text Greg. Text
no,
greatest.
Greatest.
To 95819.
John won another table to join us at Fantasy Football Fest.
Great.
Yep.
So
we're going to have a great time at that thing. I'm excited.
That's the 30th. That's Travis's birthday.
I know. A little
working
Travis.
On my birthday.
Mm. It's not work. You're doing
it's
a fantasy
God,
draft.
Work. You know what? You're gonna. I'm gonna make you dig a ditch sometime
right.
and show you what work is, young
you
man.
You gigantic pachanga.
None of this would you pachanga. None of this would happen if you had a dad. God
ouch.
Someone teach you a work ethic,
God
boy.
God bless
let me,
it.
Let me once
get,
a day.
Hold
Donna!
On.
Gotta
get it in.
Hold on. Hold on. I don't know you this well. Do you take your birthday off usually?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Thank
you're not that
Jesus.
Kind of.
Jesus. Law.
De law. De law.
Do you go get free stuff? Car washes? Did you know you can?
Oh, see, now
on
you
my
do
birthday?
That. No, you do that.
I'll get a car wash on my birthday. It's free.
You get a free, sub from Jimmy John's on your birthday if you're a rewards member.
If you have something free and I'm hungry, I'll come in.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't mind that.
Okay, who are you kidding? Okay. You'll come in if it's free and you're not
But
hungry.
Let me just tell you this. Yes, I am very, I'm Kick. So tight my ass squeaks, but. I will tell you, I only go to the places that I buy from. Like, I wouldn't go in to Jimmy John's if I didn't normally go to Jimmy John's, but I figure they owe me if I eat there all year, right? They
oh,
owe
yeah.
me.
100%.
You don't go through, like, Long John Silver's and get your free cod dinner? No.
Free cod and some hush puppies.
I don't know. Get some cod
Popcorn
for your birthday.
Popcorn shrimp.
And a hush puppy. Right. What the hell is a hush puppy? Nobody really knows.
It's kind of a breaded.
It's a breaded ball with a bunch
ball.
Of crap in it, but it's delicious.
Oh, my God. We used to get those like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have eaten fish when I was little, too, at Long John Silver's. I think my mom told me it was chicken.
It's the biggest shell company in the world.
Oh, it's
Long John Silver's.
It's delicious.
What do
no,
you
it's
mean?
Not.
You're. Do
what are you
not
talking about?
Shut your mouth right
okay.
now.
Okay, what's the closest Long John Silver's to you? Alpine?
Plainfield. Is
Plainfield?
It still up there? There's one right on Plainfield.
You don't even know. That's the
it's
problem.
Been there for years.
Okay,
right next to the old KFC.
You drive past it. How many people are in the drive-thru? Zero. Every single one. None.
So you don't think it exists?
They exist.
Three locations
they
here.
They exist, but it's definitely
wait,
a shell
when
company.
When you say shell company, what are they selling? What do you mean? What are they doing? It's a oh. shell company for something
the
else?
The biggest front in
Heisenberg.
The world.
Heisenberg.
Okay, wait a minute. So I drive through
El
and go.
El Pollo Loco.
Yes. Alpine. It's Alpine.
So I drive through and I say, I want a cod dinner. And then they say, we're out. And if I say, I want an odd K inner day, then they give me a bag of weed or
yeah,
something.
They put a rock underneath
okay,
the basket.
This is a bunch of malarkey.
Blue meth. Yeah,
Blue meth.
It's the Chicken Brothers.
Baby blue.
Yeah, it's the Chicken Brothers.
Pollo Loco. That's
Shell company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen, we're headed to Dallas. And
we are?
I am not sitting with you guys on the flight.
Thank God.
I've moved.
Oh, we all said it.
You know what?
Where are you sitting on this one? I hope you're on the other side.
No.
What? Where?
First class.
No, shut up.
That's
yes,
not...
I am. Yes, I am. I upgraded. Yes, I am.
Not on this flight.
Yes, I am. Look, I'm in seat number 3. What do you think that is? That's first class. Look at my seat.
I already did. You're not in first
yes,
class.
Yes, I am. I will show you. And guess what? To
it's a puddle jumper.
Chicago to Dallas?
That might be first class.
First class.
Here to Chicago
first,
is not.
What is that? Who sings that first class?
This is a puddle jumper.
Oh, not Fergie.
No.
First class.
No. What's his name? Jack.
I don't know.
Yes.
Jack Harlow?
Jack Harlow.
Harlow?
God, how do you know? You made a Paramore reference earlier. Now you're doing Jack Harlow.
I know things.
You see, the
not
problem
really.
With you flying first class is you're not quite there as
I
a
I can
person.
Put you in first.
Okay.
Listen,
you know what? You
listen.
Don't pause
the
too.
Gonna be flying
you
pitch
don't
down.
Pause too.
Wait a minute.
You follow me.
Wait a minute. Listen, Travis.
Yeah, boss. There.
Travis.
Yeah, but she did it.
Travis. Listen, neighborhood adjacent. Shut your poor mouth.
You sit in first class and you stick out like a sore thumb.
Right,
still,
exactly.
You know?
I'm walking away.
They'll be we're like, done.
You don't blend.
Push
like,
a button.
The big undressed broad in the front wants some champagne.
Push a button.
And
Jay.
Strawberries.
She kind of smells.
Push a button.